Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, Squiz Kids listeners, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults Weekly News Quiz. Your chance to see who's had their listening ears on and been paying the most attention to the week that just was. I'm Bryce Corbett. All week in the Squiz Kids Today podcast, we've been bringing you the big news stories of the day, run through our kid-friendly filter to make sure you know all you need to know about the world around you. Now, it's time to test how much of the week's news you've retained, and in the process, see who's smarter, kids or adults. Plus, of course, because it's a Friday, we've got all today's birthday shout-outs and all the shout-outs for the weekend ahead, including, of course, the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be a Friday without it. So, here's how the quiz works. 5 questions for kids about the weekend news, then 5 questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions wins. Easy. You ready? Let's do this. All right, kids, here are your 5 questions. Question number 1. She's famous for her songs Bad Guy, Ocean Eyes, and the Barbie movie soundtrack song What Was I Made For? And this week, she announced a big Australian tour. Which singer-songwriter am I talking about? That's right, I'm talking, of course, about Billie Eilish. Question number 2. This week in the podcast, we heard about how 4 striped animals, more commonly found on the African savannah, or in the zoo, or in the movie Madagascar in the shape of a character called Marty, escaped from the trailer they were being transported in the United States and started wandering through the local town. What animals were they? They were, of course, zebras. How about that? Question number 3. She's the only daughter in the Addams family. She loves dark eyeliner and long plaited pigtails. And this week, it was announced she'd be releasing a series of books. Who am I talking about? Yeah, of course, I'm talking about Wednesday Addams. Question number 4. We heard this week in the podcast how 2 very large, beloved animals at Taronga Zoo would soon be moving to new digs in South Australia. If I told you in a dad joke sort of way that they will have to pack their trunks, what animals am I talking about? Yeah, of course, I'm talking about elephants. Question number 5. We also heard in the podcast yesterday how the AFL this weekend is going to be dominated by local derbies, which is when 2 teams from the same city or the same part of a city compete against one another. In Sydney, the 2 teams in the AFL competition are what? Yeah, of course, they're the Sydney Swans and the GWS Giants. How did you go, kids? How many did you get right out of 5? Do you reckon that's enough to beat the adults? I hope so. All right, adults, now it's your turn. Let's fire up the old grey matter, and here we go. Question number 1. Airline passengers all over the country were stranded this week when which budget airline abruptly halted operations? Of course, it was Bonza. Question number 2. Former US President Donald Trump has been in court this week in which American city? It is, of course, the city of New York. Question number 3. A Northern Territory teenager won how much money this week by reeling in a specially marked barramundi? He won $1 million. That's one expensive fish. Question number 4. Which pop singer tied with Madonna this week in terms of number ones when her newly released album shot to the top of the Australian music charts? Yeah, of course, it was Taylor Swift. Can she do no wrong? Question number 5. Which NRL club said goodbye to its coach this week following the team's uncharacteristic losing streak to mark the start of their 2024 season? It would, of course, be the South Sydney Rabbitohs. How did you go, adults? How many did you get right? Did you beat the kids? Who won bragging rights this week? If you've missed any of these cool news stories throughout the week and you want to refresh your memory, all of this week's Squiz Kids episodes are available for a re-listen wherever you get your podcasts. Well, that's the end of the quiz, which means it's now time for...
Shoutouts.
It's Friday, May 3. Today is National Space Day for all you aspiring astronauts and stargazers out there. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and over the coming weekend. And because it's a Friday, let's crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it. And it's happy birthday to Archie from Cannon Hill, Abigail and Kush from Forest Lake, Christina from Belfield, Ishan from Faguna, Jessica from Hunters Hill, Caleb from Griffith, Emily from Edensor Park, Ash from Diamond Creek, Esteban from Ipswich, and Vin, who's listening all the way over there in Athenry in New Zealand. And also a very special birthday shout out to our Squiz Kids live show DJ Ken Ken Supreme, or DJ Kenzo for short, from Canberra. Hope you have a fantastic birthday, buddy. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening, and I hope you're enjoying these quizzes. Don't forget, there'll be a new one dropping first thing every Friday morning. And the best bit? They're absolutely free. Just as our other excellent content is free too. We're talking to Squiz Kids Today news podcast on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, a Squiz Kids shortcut or a Squiz the World every Tuesday, and for all the teachers out there, there's the Classroom Companion, our teacher-produced classroom activity sheets, curriculum aligned and tied to the Daily Pod on Mondays, and whose entire back catalogue is now able to be searched via our website. Genius. Check it all out at squizkids.com.au or simply subscribe to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app and all the audio content will magically appear. For now though, this is Bryce Corbett signing off and reminding you all to get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.